Next, we have some music from Detroit, Motown. You know, the Supremes, the Temptations, Smokey Robinson, that sort of thing. It totally changed the landscape of American music and also changed roller skating. Detroit's black skaters were inspired by the hits coming from Motown Records, a tempo and rhythm that helped to create what is known as the Detroit style. NPR's Nina Rao reports.
I'm standing right on the edge of the roller skating rink at Northland Roller Rink in Detroit, Michigan. It's skate jam night, and the theme is throwback. This means skate night with R&B, disco, and soul music playing for everyone to jam to.
Detroit style is what you see.
That's 61-year-old Angie McClendon. She's been skating since she was 5, so she knows what makes the Detroit style unique.
We just don't skate willy-lilly. It's certain things we do, half turns, reverses.
Like the hatch, where 3 skaters hold hands and turn their bodies right to left as they're moving. The Detroit style can also be done while the rest of the body is mostly still, with the help of toe stops, which are rubber balls on the bottom of the skates. This uniqueness can be traced back to the early days of Motown.
Standing still allows you to put it on a stage.
Tasha Klusman is the historian behind the National African American Roller Skating Archive.
With Motown, they were learning to smile and how to carry an audience and how to present themselves. Roller skating was just another vehicle to do it.
The origins of the Great Migration influenced this move. Klusman says many black families left the South between 1910 to 1970 due to lynching and other crimes. In Detroit, companies like Ford provided a way for people to make money, buy houses, cars, and own businesses, like the Rollercade Rink.
And we are reporting live from Rollercade for the 67th anniversary skate party.
Founders Johnny and Leroy Folks migrated from Alabama to Detroit and fell in love with roller skating after several summer trips to Idlewild. Kyle Black is Johnny and Leroy's grandson.
There was only one skating rink in the neighborhood, and they only allowed black people one day out of the week, and they wanted to skate more frequently.
Black says that motivated his grandparents to open a space for their children and community to roller skate in 1955. Nearly 70 years later, the rink is still standing with a new location in downtown and increased popularity.
During the pandemic, roller skating was one of the few outlets that people had that was safe, which led to an immediate spike in skate sales and participation.
In fact, skyrocketing roller skate sales led to a shortage of them worldwide in 2020 and 2021. Nolan Edwards, founder of the Detroit skating company and collective Motown Roller Club, says social media played a huge role in this major skating resurgence.
During the COVID timeframe, one of our videos got about 500,000 views on it. That one that we put out on TikTok and Instagram attained like a big majority of the following for us.
Edwards says videos that will gain 50 to 60 likes every month increased to thousands on the company's TikTok during the pandemic.
I don't think people realize how powerful TikTok is. It was thanks to the internet. People just fell in love with roller skating and it just absolutely blew up.
Edwards started posting instructional skate videos on social media, which helped Motown Roller Club take off. And now it hosts weekly skate classes and sessions across Detroit, including Northland Roller Rink. 19-year-old Elijah Smith is skating across the rink for Skate Jam Night. He's recording some of the skaters on his phone to post on social media. What he loves most about roller skating is how he can add new things to the Detroit style. The same moves used 50 years ago are still being used today.
So it's not a set thing that you have to do every time. So when you're coming out on the floor, it's just always something brand new every single time.
Ensuring this tradition stays alive as a new generation takes over. For NPR News, I'm Nina Rao.